This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Many parents around the country are reporting the same thing. Bare shelves or very low stocks of baby formula.
Even the leaders in FDA didn't get the information until February 9th about what was going on. That was an escalation error.
You messed up? What do you mean you messed up?
There were so many signs that happened many months ago. Why did all of this happen? And why went and more action wasn't taken?
Why?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Look, the details are just delicious, the way they're rolling out.
I know. I feel like a glutton.
Sussman is up for misleading, lying to the FBI.
Just to say, yeah, I'm a businessman. Yeah, that's right. That's where I went.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's it, ticket.
But really at the heart of this is Hillary Clinton. She sanctioned, mm-hmm. She approved this attempt to dirty up Donald Trump.
Such a nasty one.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate Grace's birthday tomorrow. It's not actually until Tuesday, I think. But we're going to celebrate her birthday tomorrow, and we're going to be out, both of us, at Aviva Trattoria. It's a great Italian restaurant, a chain of Italian restaurants in the greater Boston area. Malden, Marlborough, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. And we're going to be in the Maynard Aviva Trattoria. It's where the digital mill operation used to be. There's a market basket out there, I think a 110 grill as well. It's a great place. They've done wonders with the new development out there. We're going to be there from noon until 6 o'clock. And if you get there in time for Grace's show, in time for lunch, or to have just a drink or an appetizer while you're watching the show, you can get a free copy of one of my books just till 3 o'clock. And that's Grace's birthday gift to you. And it's a great restaurant, and we've also, to celebrate Grace's birthday, we've got a cheap bastard deal going, Grace's Goodies, we call it, and a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. We got a few available now, and again, this is a great restaurant chain, and they're expanding, and they're in Malden, Marlborough, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford, so check it out. Get them now. There's only a few left. But go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and you can pick one up. With us now is, we're going to go back to the calls. Everybody stay on the line. We're going to go back to the calls in a bit. Anthony DePalma, he's the head chef at Aviva Trattoria. Thanks for being with us, Anthony.
Howie, good afternoon to you, and happy birthday to Grace.
That's good, and I heard you talking with her today about some of the new items you've got on the menu for Aviva Trattoria.
Yeah, you missed out. I was trying to tease you a little bit, but I didn't really get a chance to talk to you really one-on-one, but we've got some amazing things happening, and we can't even express our excitement to see you all tomorrow. I have to say, you might be outshone tomorrow for her birthday from 12 to 3. They're giving away free books, I heard.
That's
I'm sure
true.
I'm going to get one. I better get a free book tomorrow between 12 and 3.
We got plenty, and I'll be there probably around 1 or 1:30 to start autographing them, so you can get pictures taken with me. This will be a special picture with me doing my Jake Jack Nicholson in Chinatown impersonation with my nose bandage tomorrow.
Exactly. I'll come up as Al Capone. Don't worry about it.
So,
we've got a lot of fun things happening right now. Obviously, summer's around the corner, Memorial Day weekend. Our catering department's fired up on all cylinders. We're doing food for all your home parties. But Howie, I don't want to tease you again, but we've got some amazing new menu features coming out at Aviva at all our locations. And I think we were talking earlier today about one of the pizzas, but our new super popular lasagna, homemade lasagna fritters. You can't go wrong with a fritter. I don't care what's inside of it, but this is
Taylor's mad that I'm going to get some tomorrow and he's not going to get any. He was just saying, well, at least I said, why didn't Anthony bring any in? And he said, well, at least you're going to get some tomorrow.
But well, we'll send him a picture. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead, Taylor.
I can't say what I want to say on the air.
This other home run on the line. Italian smash burger. It's our Aviva homemade meatball that we're smashing into an Italian-style burger. We're serving that with some melted provolone cheese. That's going to be on ciabatta bread with a pesto aioli spread, some spicy arrabbiata sauce, a little bit of ricotta just to make it finger-licking good.
Ooh, ricotta, too, in addition to the provolone. You can't go wrong with multiple cheeses on anything.
Why do you keep looking at me, Howie?
I'm torturing you, Taylor.
You make a mouthful of water. But listen, we're not even done yet. You know, we're bringing back the tagliatelle with fresh clams, and also for a dessert special for coming into the springtime here, we're doing the festival fried dough. So we're bringing back fried dough pizza.
Fried dough? And just like my Aunt Kay used to cook for me on Great Diamond Island every Saturday morning for me and everybody else on the island. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you better be bringing some back to your crew at the station there tomorrow, so don't worry about it. We got you covered.
I'll be back Tuesday. I think the fried dough doesn't age that well, Taylor. I'm sorry about that. Better luck next time.
I'll make a special delivery.
Wow, that sounds really great. Fried dough. I can't go wrong with cannoli, but I may have some fried dough as well. That sounds fantastic.
Well, so, we got you covered. Don't worry about that. But we're looking forward to the whole crew there tomorrow from 12 to 6. And as we mentioned, we're going to be in Maynard, the Viva Trattoria in Maynard, right next to the Market Basket. Next to 110 Grill. Come hungry. Come ready to party with us. It's Grace's birthday. We couldn't be more excited, Howie.
I'm looking forward to it. We've been out there before to the place, and when we were shooting Bloody Boston in Acton, where I used to live, they ordered out from the 110 Grill. I was so happy to see that when we were shooting. It's I know the area very well. Obviously, I used to live in Acton, and it's a good place. It's very convenient. And you guys are opening some new Aviva Trattorias, right?
Absolutely. So we've got, you know, right now, Westford, Marlboro, Maynard, Malden, and Wrentham. Opening soon, we're going to be down in Stoneham, Mass., up over the northern border of New Hampshire and Rochester, as well as North Conway, and then coming back down to Quincy and Hanover in Massachusetts. So
wow.
We're spreading the Italian love. We're bringing more family into our community, and we're just excited to serve our food, man.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great. And again, we still got a couple of gift certificates left for Aviva Trattoria, the Grace's Goodies earlier today. It's a $50 gift certificate for just $25. $50 gift certificate.
I can't get a deal like that. That's awesome.
It's a great deal, and people love these, and they, you know, this is it. This is the 110 Grill's sister chain, and it's a great restaurant.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you there. We will see you there tomorrow. What time do the doors open tomorrow, Anthony?
We open the doors there at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The patios and all five stores are open. We're having a beautiful day tomorrow, so please come hungry, like I said, and let's celebrate. We're going to roll up the barrel tomorrow for Grace.
Right. It's the beginning of Labor Day. Well, I'm rushing it. The Memorial Day weekend. And come on down and have a good time with all of us. We're going to be there. All right. Anthony, we really appreciate you being with us. And save some fried dough and some lasagna fritters for me. Sounds fantastic.
I got some great Indie pasta meat for you tomorrow, Howie. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, Indie pasta, too. Oh, great. You like that, too, don't you, Taylor?
Yeah, they bring in the platters with the aged Parmesan cheese. It's great.
Oh, we've got some classic off the books homemade stuff I'm going to serve you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow. So I need to tease it, Taylor, but I've got your back covered. Don't worry.
Some of the stuff Anthony was telling me about.
This is payback for stumping him during Woker Joke earlier.
It will travel well. So I'll bring you some of the stuff that he's got, that Anthony's got. Just put a little aside for Taylor, too. Okay, great. Thank you, Anthony. Sure. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And again, get on there and get your Aviva Trattoria certificates, $50 gift certificates for $25 right now, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Ali Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
We haven't talked much about it because it seems like it's a done deal. But the legislature is all hot to trot to give illegal aliens driver's licenses. What could possibly go wrong, right? So we're going to have, we're joining us now is Representative Dave DeCoste to talk about this. Is it passed yet in the, it was passed recently in the Senate. Is it passed in the House yet?
Yeah, it was today, 117 to 36. So we had a few Democrats over our side, but, you know, this is as you've spoken about before, Howie, and as we've talked, there is nothing positive that's going to come out of this for the average taxpayer, the average citizen in the Commonwealth, and probably for the surrounding states as well. We're going to have longer waits for our citizens at the DMV. And it is interesting because since I was last on your show, a number of local people who are DMV employees down here and represent Norwell, Hanover, and Rockland have reached out, grabbed me at the store after Mass or wherever, and they talk about this. They don't have the training to deal with the multiple languages they're going to have to put tests. They don't have the capacity now. Really, I probably do 15 or 20 a quarter special interventions, I guess you could say, a request to the RMV to try to get license testing moved up, replaced, people, you know, for one reason or another miss it. Can you imagine the mess it's going to be when we have 20 to 30,000 new people, many of whom do not speak our language, all of a sudden wanting to get licensed?
Dave DeCoste of Norwell, how the hell do you give the test? Do they have to take written tests, or do they just get waved through like they do for everything else?
Well, they've got tests in different languages, Howie.
How many? Did anyone ask that question? How many languages are you going to have this in?
Well, you know, we accommodate illegals. Isn't that what you always say? You just want to be treated like an illegal. So there'll be, you know, they're going to have to be language, you know, tests for people in different languages, and we're going to have to make sure that somehow the folks who do the testing can understand them. I don't know what the plan is, and the point of the RMB people who, you know, all of whom wanted to remain anonymous.
I'm sure
they want to keep their jobs. There's really no provision for this.
Is Charlie Baker going to at least go through the motions of vetoing this?
Well, this is one where I bet two or three paychecks that the governor's going to absolutely veto this.
Now that they've got the votes to override it, like the pay raises a few years back, right? He waits till they round up the votes to override, and then he vetoes it.
No, I think the governor... You know, like I think the governor genuinely opposes this. I think that's one of the problems where the Republican Party should get its act together and had, you know, we elected and held on to a number of seats. We might have gotten close to the point with a few conservative Democrats that we may have been able to uphold a veto. But I think he's going to veto it. There's still an off chance that if enough people call up their representatives and let them know how strongly they feel about this, there may be a few changes of heart when the veto override. They do have to get 2/3,
right?
And I should say, and I should encourage the most compelling people are the RMV people, but also the law enforcement. I know the big city chiefs that's often touted that they support it. None of my chiefs support it. I have, you know, over 300 Boston police officers in my district. I haven't heard a single word of support from anyone in law enforcement. And certainly, you know, the sheriffs who are our friends have come out and voiced their concerns about
right.
It's not going to work.
No, I'm just looking at it, though. 36 votes, you're going to need, you'd need 18 to 20 votes flip to sustain a veto. That looks like a tall order, Representative DeCoste. I was just thinking about that.
It remember, is a tall order, bordering on miraculous, probably, but one can only hope.
Yeah, please, 617 says, please remind your listeners to call their auto insurance agencies to increase their coverage, especially for uninsured driver coverage. If, God forbid, you get into a serious accident with an uninsured illegal alien, then you, not only will you not be compensated, but given the upside world we live in, you will probably be sued for millions. Thanks, Mass Democrats, and let's face it, most likely Rhino Baker, we will all be paying more in insurance premiums. I was just thinking of the illegal alien in Milford a few years back who killed an American on a motorcycle. And when he came into court, he claimed, even though he'd been living here for a number of years, that he couldn't speak Spanish or English, and he demanded a translator in some native Indian tongue from Ecuador or someplace. I wonder if that's going to happen here, or they're just – but I guess they're going to want the licenses so fast. That they, you know, and by the way, don't they automatically register you to vote or give you an opportunity to register to vote when you get your driver's license for the first time?
Well, that's one of the problems, Howie. Not only will they, they're supposed to prevent you from registering, but there's really no mechanism to do that, number one. And keep in mind, the license that they will get will be identical to yours and mine.
You're kidding.
The illegal immigrants will have the exact same license that citizens do.
And so they can take that into a welfare office and just go on welfare.
Welfare, public housing, there's all sorts of things they can do. Again, I will not say the community, but I'm very active. I am a Republican, but I'm a supporter of public housing and the housing that I have here in Rockland and Norwell does just a fantastic job. But in that capacity, I've contacted a number of the larger cities. We all have the same problems, and as an aside, many of the liberals will agree. Very many Democrats, Republicans, there's some common problems that we'll be able to fix. However, in the course of conversation, that problem always comes up, particularly in the gateway cities. That what will happen is that there'll be one person move in. And then there'll be six or seven of them follow, and there's really no way to get them out. And it's pretty clear they're not only are they not supposed to be in the housing project, they're not supposed to be in the country.
This is just so absurd. And
keep in mind, Howie, I think the gentleman you referenced was Matthew Denise, if
yes.
I recall correctly.
Yes.
But Aunt Zatouni did this. Obama's aunt. Yeah.
I know. I used to say illegal aliens are on welfare, and then the Moonbats would call in and say, "You know that's against the law, Howie. You're lying." And then Ann Zatouni went on one of the local TV stations and said, "Yeah, I'm an illegal alien, and yeah, I'm on welfare, and I'm living in public housing." And that was the last of those Moonbat calls telling me I was a liar, Representative DeCoste.
And every one of those housing projects has
a waiting list,
and that waiting list always contains disabled
now,
veterans.
Is this
still waiting?
I thought the Massachusetts license was real ID or supposed to be real ID. Does this mean it's no longer going to be valid for going on a commercial air flight?
Well, that's a step up. The real ID is something that's extra to get.
All right, call your local rep. It's a long shot at best, but vent your frustration if you see him around somewhere this weekend. Thank you very much, Representative Dave DeCoste from Norwell. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should elephants be granted human rights?
No. I love elephants, but no.
82% say no.
All right. 8445. There's a suit in New York State about just that issue. All right, it's time to announce today's $50 for gas money winner. You know how you can get involved in this contest. Just go to HowieCarShow.com. And when you're picking up your Aviva Trattoria gift certificate, $50 for $25, enter your name on our email list, your name and email address on our email list, and you will be entered to win. We give away a $50 gift certificate on both my show and Grace's show every weekday. And so, can we have today's winner? Randy from Orrington, Maine. Randy from Orrington, Maine, you be looking for an email from a store at Howie Car Show with instructions. And I don't know how many Orrington, Maine Randys we have on the list, but one of you, or the only one, as the case may be, has won the $50. If you want,
I can taste it.
If you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. As long as you're on the email list, you're entered to win twice a day, every weekday. You got 10 chances to win every week. 844-500-4242. I guess it was somewhat expected development in the Sussman case, but the judge has said that the jury cannot consider the fact that that Sussman wrote an email, a text to the FBI official, not an agent, an official, a hack appointed by Comey, that says, I'm not working for any clients. He's charged with lying to the FBI, but they can only go on what he told James Baker in a personal meeting. And of course, James Baker, not being a personal, not being an agent, the agents always meet in twos, if you've ever talk to an FBI agent on a criminal matter. They meet in pairs so that there's two people who will corroborate. One will take the notes or run the tape recorder. But in this case, Baker was just meeting with a fellow Democrat hack. So he didn't have any witnesses. He didn't take any notes, or maybe took notes, but he didn't tape anything. So now they have him dead to rights, but the judge, who's another Democrat hack, an Obama hack, married to the lawyer who's representing Lisa Page, the fired FBI hack who tried to frame Trump, he won't allow the actual smoking gun evidence to be introduced in the case. Wonderful, wonderful. There are reasons for it. I won't even get into it, but they're just technicalities. They wouldn't do this for Roger Stone or Michael Flynn or Carter Page, or Donald Trump, for that matter, I guarantee you. And meanwhile, one other thing before we go back to the calls, another bit of bad news. Justice Department won't charge FBI agents in Nassar case failures. How strange is that? Oh, you mean the FBI agents who were just behaving in a totally improper and illegal fashion weren't investigating all the charges as this guy was raping hundreds of young women? Larry Nassar, the former gymnastics doctor for Team USA. Prosecutors won't charge the FBI agents who disregarded Olympic gymnast allegations that former national team doctor Larry Nassar sexually assaulted them and later made false statements to cover for their mistakes. Again, they lie. They're like Andrew McCabe, the former director of the FBI. They got him lying under oath three times, and they didn't prosecute him. Officials said in October they would review their decision not to prosecute the agents. The month-long inquiry analyzed evidence and outcome, quote, reflects the recommendation of experienced prosecutors. Wink, wink. Experienced Democrats. Experienced, social justice warriors. This does not in any way reflect the view that the investigation of Nassar was handled as it should have been, nor in any way it reflects approval or disregard of the conduct of the former agents. Victims had been furious over the decision not to prosecute Jay Abbott and Michael Langeman, the two agents at the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Indianapolis field office. God.
These were the guys that were looking for jobs for the Olympics?
I think these are, let's see. I'm just looking to see they lied for one thing. agents were confused about whether there was a federal crime to investigate. They were confused. If you're confused, give it off to the state attorney general or the local district attorney. Or ask Washington. They didn't document the meeting with USA Gymnastics. Here again, this is the same out that Sussman's going to use. No one documented the meeting, which would have been the most likely place to investigate potential federal crimes. Nor did the FBI inform state and local authorities of the continuing threat posed by the serial rapist. Dozens of young women have said they were abused by Nassar after he had been reported to the FBI, but the investigation went nowhere. Ugh. Ugh. 844-500-4242. Sorry to make your blood boil here. Officer Mark says the elephants will lose their lawsuit, and believe me, they'll never forget it. Get it? Get it? 844-500-4242. Charlie in Phoenix says, when I owned a manufacturing business in California, I had over 300 employees. More than 60% were legal immigrants. Although they were wonderful people, many were illiterate in their own languages. Imagine the literacy quotient of the millions of illegals currently entering the country and stealing the benefits of our citizenship. God. So bad, so bad. I'm sorry. I don't mean to end the show on a down note, but that's just the way the news is breaking. I guess the Friday night dump this week is on Thursday night, so they can all take a long slide and get a 4-day weekend. Session, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Session.
Love your show, Howie. We depend on you to defend democracy and expose the corruption in New England. Okay. You are the only savior for this area. So,
I don't know how much I'm saving, Session.
Earlier we were talking about driving license for illegal immigrants.
Yes.
I know that in New York and other states that the people come on student visa and H-1B visas.
Yeah.
They are temporary visas. On the driving license, it says license expires on the date visa expires. It says on the driving license in New York. I've seen that.
Yeah. I know. They've got all kinds of scams. They come over here on a tourist visa, and they just they get lost. Or like this guy, this guy that they've now charged in, I think, Ohio for Muslim terrorist for trying to kill George Bush, and he was going to bring in illegal aliens across the southern border, just pay some coyotes some money to bring them over. And Shishab Ahmed Shishbab. And he came over on a tourist visa, and then he immediately claimed that he was an asylum seeker. They are just scamming and gaming this asylum, claiming that they're victims. They can't go back to their country. They just want to come over here. And, you know, on the good side, maybe they just want to go on welfare. On the bad side, like this terrorist, he's just coming across here to set up a terrorist attacks. And Biden doesn't care. Biden is doing nothing about it. He's leaving the borders wide open. Thanks for the call, Session. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
So we need to ban so-called gun-free zones, very dangerous places.
They are.
In fact, killers don't follow that policy. You know, we protect money with guns. Biden is protected with guns. One more thing. Magazine limits are unconstitutional. The whole idea of the Second Amendment, so Americans won't be at a disadvantage. Because the goal of war is to win. We need to get rid of magazine capacity bans.
That's not going to happen, though, Mark. You know that's not going to happen. I mean, we're in a defensive position, and maybe it can prevail down the road after we rout the Democrats in the next 2, 3, 4 elections. But nothing's going to happen until then. That's just not in the cards. Thanks for the call, though, Mark. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. Just was going to revisit Caroline's point about video games. I'm in agreement in not trying to ban everything, but the discussion should always be open. Let people sue people in civil court, as far as I'm concerned. Colonel Moore did a great study on killology. He coined the terms going back to the Revolutionary War on up to present day and the effects of, repetitions, neural pathways being set. And more than that, I just wanted to discuss the idea that this shooting, which is obviously a tragedy, any children being killed, just awful. These are all the symptoms, right? Slouching to Gomorrah, as Bork said in his great book.
Yes.
I think the only point I'd like to leave on a Friday and upbeat is, we can defeat this if we remember. You're not going to defeat anything unless you identify an enemy. And everything's so amorphous. We talk about this, that, and it's omnipresent, all directions. But that's what the communists' plan was. My father made me read manifestos. He made me study it. And he made me read the Federalist Papers. And they're not brilliant. They're just steady and psycho. And, we've got this emotive response. He thinks he's a commie or,
Yeah.
The McCarthy witch hunts. Well, you remember Ann Coulter's book, everybody he investigated was actually a communist or a sympathizer.
Right. I know. It's social media has not improved the situation either. I mean, it's just dumbed down everything. It's so appalling that here we all have the world of knowledge, all of human history's knowledge at our fingertips, and we're getting dumber. I don't even know how to say, I feel like I'm at a loss for answers here today. I guess maybe I'm at a loss for answers like most people, but I just can't even begin to express it how dumb people are and how agencies like the FBI that have every resource at their fingertips to do the right thing, and all they do is the wrong thing. They've just become more corrupt than ever before. And you can say that about agency after agency after agency, bureaucracy, even corporations. So the spread of evil, as the more prosperous we become worse. Let's see here. I was going to read one thing about these preparations in the schools. 603, I'm a teacher. That female caller with the daughter who's a teacher was only half right. Schools are getting away from shelter in place because that just makes kids sitting ducks. Kids are taught to fight back only if their room is getting barged into. Otherwise, they are told to flee because studies have found that it is usually only one shooter, so they won't be shot fleeing. That's why those Texas cops were wrong to wait for the backup. They should have gone in. They outnumbered him. Dumb chickens. I think that's a really good observation. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Howie Carr Show.
We ran everything. We paid off cops. We paid off lawyers. We paid off judges. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. And now it's all over.
Now it's all over for Ray Liotta. He won't be coming down for breakfast. Age 67, who played Henry Hill in the classic mob movie Goodfellas with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. 844-500-4242. And again, get on HowieCarshow.com and click on store and get yourself a $50 Aviva Trattoria gift certificate for just $25. It's a hell of a deal. And we will be there. Grace and I will be at Aviva Trattoria in Maynard tomorrow, we'll be there from noon to 6. So come on down and see us. If you get there before 3, you'll get a free copy of a Howie Carr book. Amazing story posted by Libs of TikTok. So we're going to assume it's true. And we checked came from TV station in San Antonio, Channel 5. Two teens arrested in mass casualty plot in 2018 targeting a Uvalde middle school. A Morales junior high school student, 14, and a former Morales student, 13, had specifically targeted, this is not 2018, in what they described as a plan to perform a mass casualty event against the school. Investigators also believe the students were planning to hold the attacks years from now, during their senior year. This kid was a senior. He didn't graduate. That's one of the bones of contention between him and his mother and his grandmother on the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. However, one of the students began to convince the other that they should move the attacks up to this year. Both students were eventually evaluated by mental health services on April 19th. The older of the two was released on April 23rd into his mother's care. On April 25th, the pair were taken into custody again, and this time arrested for conspiracy to commit murder. Let's see here. So on Thursday, the school district issued a statement. Upon rendering aid and support, the student revealed a future plan to conduct a school shooting in the year 2022. Oh, this is April 25th, 2018. Et cetera, et cetera. Very, very strange story. I mean, we don't know. Probably not the kid, but it's a weird story, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis. You there, Dennis?
About, you know, not bringing everybody down on a Friday. Well, I'm going to have to join you. But this, you know, given illegals driver's license, this has been going on down here in Lisa, North Carolina. I moved from New England. I was a tractor trailer driver for 31 years, moved to North Carolina, and I made the mistake of going to Durham, North Carolina to change my driver's license over. And I think I was the only one in the room that didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I know. Durham is one of Durham County, Durham City of Durham. That's one of those places where the cops have allegedly been told not to arrest anyone for drunk driving because illegals anyway. They can arrest plenty of Americans, but not illegals. I'm Howie Carr.